Good morning, Vietnam!
Hallo, unser Schwit aus der Schwitz.
I don't know what you said, but I'm sure you butchered it.
Hello, our viewer. Well, fucking thank you, Google Translate, for fucking up. Hallo, unser Schwatzer aus der Swiss. Swish. I did probably did fuck that up. That was. I'm
you
sorry.
You butchered that.
I'm sorry to our viewer in Switzerland.
What did you mean to say?
Hello, our viewer from Switzerland.
Yeah, I'm sure you butchered that. His exact words to me before we started going.
No,
Switzerland. They speak Swedish, right?
I'm not the geography fucking nerd like he is. This man won fucking high school awards of fucking geography class, okay? So what, okay?
Does Swedish sound like it would be from Switzerland? Maybe it's from Sweden.
A little bit.
Whoa! Crazy idea, right?
Swedish and Switzerland kind of like sound together. No. Fuck it, let's get this shit rolling.
Evan has been doing some very dumb shit before we started.
No, fuck, I'm not.
Very dumb shit. Hold up, okay. He got a sandwich from Subway. He said, this is a snack. A 12-inch foot-long sandwich.
Just say a foot-long.
From Subway.
Just say a foot-long.
He called it a snack.
Just say foot-long.
And then I gave him a fortune cookie and said, this is a snack right here.
See?
That's a snack.
No. I ain't want to give him the benefit of the doubt that, like, I was eating it at 10:30.
Which is breakfast time.
Guess what? Most places close at breakfast at 10:30, so therefore it was lunch.
You got it right before 10:30, and you started eating
but
at
I
10:30.
But I was eating it like at like 10:31, so therefore I beat the breakfast time. Therefore, and plus I already had breakfast this morning and cereal.
So you had a second breakfast.
No.
You had first breakfast and second.
No,
breakfast.
I had fucking lunch. That's what the fuck I had. All right. What is up, our viewers on the Extra Spicy Pod? My name is Evan, as you may not all know.
And I'm Landon, the smarter one.
He's not the smarter one.
We're still going to do the IQ test one day.
We're still going to do the IQ test.
Maybe for next episode.
I mean, yeah, we've been slacking lately. But then again, we're also college students. So, like, we were studying for, like, exams. And then we've just been busy.
Yeah,
like,
we've both been busy in our personal lives. So that's why, you know, this episode is coming out, you know, 2 weeks after the last episode. And I apologize. I haven't added the chapters yet for episode 6. I got to work on that. Been very busy. Episode 7, that's the draft day spectacular. That one's not going to have chapters because that's basically just us watching the draft and then talking on about random stuff, going on tangents throughout the draft.
And just mainly the episode of me wondering where the DoorDash delivery driver was and how do I crack open a fucking Coca-Cola glass bottle.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, go listen to it. It's kind of funny, but, I mean, whatever.
But, what the fuck was I going to say?
I don't know. What were you going to say?
I don't know. That's why I was thinking it. But anyways.
All right, let's go straight into NBA talk. Because the playoff season is here, baby. Right now, it's currently the second round of the playoffs. First round got done already. We gave our predictions before on an earlier episode.
All right, so we did our predictions in the earlier episodes, and I did say we will talk about getting a prize for something like that. I don't know what we're going to talk about that. I don't know, but for every what 2 points for the getting the winner of the series right?
Yes.
So since I got like Indiana right, does that mean like I get 2 points?
Yeah, so if you got the winner of the series right, let's say you picked Indiana with, where they put Milwaukee, you got Indiana right, so you'd get 2 points.
Okay.
And then if you picked the right amount of games that they would win in, you'd get 1 point. So if you got both the series winner and the amount of games, you get 3 points total.
Okay, so let's just say, because on our amazing little prediction sheet, we put Minnesota in 5, does that mean we get like 0 points in total because we went over?
No. So you got the series winner right. So you get 2 points for that.
I'm talking about like as in games though. I know the series one we're gonna get points in, but like I'm talking about like, as in games one.
As in games, you have to get the exact number of games right. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, let's look it up. So
let's see. We're starting on me? Okay.
Yeah, let's start on you. Okay, you got the Thunder right, but they swept the Pelicans. Woohoo. Pelicans got swept. So you get 2 points for that series.
Then I had Dallas.
You had Dallas right, but they won in six. You picked seven. So you get 2 points for that series.
Pick Minnesota.
You had Minnesota. How many? What'd they win by?
They swept.
They swept, so you only get 2 points for that series. That's right.
Yeah, and then Denver won. About 4-1.
Denver won in five? Yeah, Denver won. So you won't get 2 points there. Okay. And then East.
Let's see. I had Boston. I got Boston right.
You got Boston in five, yeah. So you get three points there.
Let's see. Cleveland in six?
Cleveland won in seven. Yeah. So you only get 2 points there.
Indiana won.
You picked Indiana in seven. What did they win by? One by five, right?
Yeah, Indy won by six.
Won by six, so you get 2 points for that. And then New York won in six, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So you get 3 points for that. That's going to me. I picked OKC in five. They swept. I got that wrong. Well, I got the series winner right. Dallas in six. I get 3 points for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota in five. Oh, they swept, Minnesota, so I get two points. Denver in four. They end up winning in, five? So I get 2 points. They got Boston 5, I got that right, 3 points. Cleveland in 5, 2 points. Milwaukee in 7, I got 0 points for that one.
0 points in total throughout the whole game.
And then New York in 6.
You got New York in 6 too.
Yeah, okay, I got that right.
Alright, so let's calculate this up real quick.
So overall, let's see the first round. Pull our calculator real quick. Evan's going to calculate what our first round scores were.
Plus 2. Okay, but I hate iPhone calculators because they'll automatically add it up and I lose track of the number. You get what I mean? Hold on, you know what? Hold on, I got that play. Hold on.
Oh, okay, that's what? 4, 2, 4, 8, six, that's 8, eight plus
10, 12
plus 6.
15, 16, 17,
18. Okay, 18. That's 18 points for you, and that's what? 2, 4, 6. 9, 12, 14, 17 points for me.
Okay, I wrote it down.
Yeah, so you have 18 points and I have 17 points.
Yeah!
That's first round right there, scoring.
Yeah, how you feel, Landon?
I'm down by 1 point, okay? The underdog is strong. I'm gonna come back, you know? Never give up, and I'm gonna win.
Look, I'm gonna just say this. I knew fucking Indy was gonna beat Milwaukee, so I'm just a psychic.
Look, that was a toss up for me. I wanted to pick Indiana, and I should have. I was just picking Milwaukee because I thought Giannis would come back in this series, and Dame got hurt in the series, and who else? Did Chris Middleton get hurt in the series?
Pretty sure Chris Middleton
did. Yeah, so that changed the series as well. So I probably should have picked Indiana, but say it'll be.
See, I'm really kind of scared. See, from looking at this next round, though, what's really scaring me is that, let's see, New York at 5. Oh, fuck. Well, then I already lost that one.
Well, yeah, you lost that one based on the amount of games, because OKC is not looking too good. I think your pick OKC is the wrong pick.
Yeah, I think that's where that's going to fucking get wrong. Let me see.
Boston. I think Dallas is for sure going to win the second round series.
Boston could give me some points, though. If Cleveland wins one more game, and then Boston just steamrolls them through.
What'd you pick? Boston in what?
Boston at 6.
Okay, I had Boston in 5. So I need Cleveland to not win any more games. But realistically, I want Cleveland to win the series because I hate Boston. But
let's see. Denver could win in six.
Denver, they just need to win the next two games.
They just got to win the next two games. But
what they could do, the series is tied right now, 2-2.
You know what? I believe in Denver.
Denver has the momentum. They've won the last two games.
I believe
they're coming back home to Mile High City in Denver. I think Denver could win in six.
I believe in Denver. So
that
then you pick.
Hold up, that is a very good matchup right there. Wolves, Nuggets. That's been a really good series.
mostly from what I've been watching, it's been giving Jokic some fucking tough matchups because you got to worry about Kat and you got to worry about Gobert.
Yeah. And then Ant's been going off. He's been really fun to watch.
But see, what I do think, though, is that I believe that they have someone to actually hold Ant-Man now. Even though he just dropped...
Oh, yeah, Aaron Gordon. Yeah.
Even though he just dropped, like, 44 points the other day. I mean, but still, they still won, though.
No, they lost. They lost to Denver.
No, I'm talking about, like, I'm talking about Denver, though. Like, yeah. I'm talking about, like, even though, like, Ant-Man still, like, lost that, like, they still found someone, like, to hold Ant-Man.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But...
All this talk, really, about Ant's the next Michael Jordan, I think it's a little premature. I'm not going to go that far.
I can see it, though. I mean...
Yeah, like, it's his one breakout playoff run, though. I'm not going to go that far as saying he's the next Michael Jordan. It's way too early.
I remember when he got his ass beat by fucking John Morant in that playoffs.
Yeah, it's way too early to say he's the next Michael Jordan.
But then again, though, he is, like, 22 years old, though. That's the thing.
He is. He's young. He could be, but I'm not going to say it yet. No. I'm rooting for him. I like him.
If they beat Denver, if they beat Denver, okay, and they got to play, like, OKC, which, understand this, my OKC pick's probably going to be wrong. Looking back at it now, like, watching them play against my Pelicans, that game four, whenever they swept us, RIP Pelicans. Anyways, watching them, how they play.
And the crowd cheered. Yay, the Pelicans got swept. Yay.
No, we didn't fucking cheer for that.
I'm cheering for it.
You're a fucking Miami Heat dick rider. I don't want to hear it. Anyways.
We won more games in the playoffs than the Pelicans did. And we played a harder opponent.
Motherfucker, we had...
And we were down, what? Our best player?
We had the refs against us. We were down our best player, too.
We were down our... two of our top five players.
Who?
Terry Rozier and Jimmy Butler. I'm sorry, but Terry Rozier is the fourth best player in the Miami Heat right now. Yeah. As far as ball handling...
When Zion scoring, plays... They literally go from the 8th seed to the fucking 5th seed. 5th or 6th seed.
Okay, you could argue the same exact thing with Jimmy Butler.
Fuck no.
If Jimmy Butler was playing, go to the finals.
Fuck no.
That's what we did last year.
Fuck no.
And Jimmy was healthy for the full playoffs and went to the finals.
Watch him get traded. Anyways, so... But overall, looking at this... I love Luka and all. I think Luka is a phenomenal player.
Well, so why'd you pick the Thunder if you're, like, saying, oh, Dallas, and I love Luka? Why'd you pick the Thunder in six, then?
Because I'm thinking Shea's going to be his little free throw merchant. Get his little free throws, you know what I'm saying?
He has been I'm a fan of SGA, but he has been aggravating me in the playoffs. Because all he's really doing is trying to foul bait.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. Like, that's why I was pissed off that, game four. Like, I'm literally watching him. But, like, my friend likes him because he's showing the world that he can dominate without a three ball.
Yeah.
And I'm just like...
Yeah, lots of players have dominated without threes.
But I'm just like, bro, he's foul baiting, though. Like, yeah. He just... One of the times he fucking waited for... See, I hate the NBA because whenever they get rid of a rule... the rule that they got rid of was... You know, when you pump fake and, like, you can't, like, put your shoulder into them or something like that. Like, just jump into them. The motherfucker's literally doing that same shit and the refs are calling it. And I'm just like, what are y'all doing? Like, that series pissed me off. But do I think... I feel like OKC can either win in 6 or 7. If they just got us... But here's the thing, though. Here's what I genuinely do... like about Dallas. You don't know what... No one can fucking hold Kyrie.
And what do you mean he had 8 points last game? Or the game before? Game 2 or 3, he had 8 points. What do you mean?
But shit... Because here's the thing, though. It's literally going up between Luka and Kyrie. You don't know who's going to be that matchup that game.
It's a fun team to watch. It is.
Because... Think about this. There's only one Lu Dort. Lu Dort can only either hold Kyrie or Luka. You gotta pick your poison.
Yeah.
And Kyrie won them the game, what was it, game 2?
Game two and game three?
I don't remember. One either game two.
He had a nice little floater, and he gave him like he gave him some clutch points.
One thing to watch out for is Luka's health. You got to make sure Luka stays healthy.
I think he is going to stay healthy. It's just what I think that they personally need to do is just determine what the fuck, who the fuck's going to try to hold these people. Because in my opinion also too, they can just feed Derek Lively.
Derek Lively has been really good these playoffs.
They can feed Derek Lively to Chet because
he's the best rookie in the playoffs right now.
Because when I watch, because
Wimby's not in the playoffs, and I don't consider Chet a rookie, even though technically he's not a rookie. I think Derek Lively is the best rookie in these playoffs.
I think so too. But what I personally saw from that game four Pelicans loss, which I hated that we didn't exploit this till the very end, Doug. If your center is not skinny as fuck, and he's pretty big, bulky, and can get up and down that court pretty quick, give him the fucking ball and let him kill Chet.
Chet's tall, but he's not, like, bulky.
And
yeah, I feel like Chet can be bullied around in the paint.
And that's what Jonas was doing.
Yeah.
Game four.
Yeah.
That's why I was just like, just keep giving Jonas the ball. But what the Thunder tried to do that was actually pretty smart was they tried to come help Chet. They try to come double Jonas.
Right.
But Jonas would, like, either pass it out, and we'd shoot a three. I don't know fucking why we'd always shoot the fucking
CJ
three.
Went off in that game.
CJ did go off.
The Pelicans could have easily won that game.
We were up, too. Like, at halftime, too. We were up. But I'm going to say this, too. I give a lot of shit to CJ because, also, I was at the playing game last year where we lost to the Thunder. And then
Thunder's your daddy, ain't they? Who's your daddy? Picture of SGA right there. Who's your daddy?
Jokic and Bron are y'all's daddy. Anyways, so
Jokic, hold up, what?
Jokic is y'all's dad?
Okay, but he beat us in the finals one time. How does that make
Bron is y'all's dad?
How's
Bron literally went there, won y'all's chip.
He won and, with us. That doesn't make him a daddy means in sports.
Yes, and then he was like, you know what? I'm gonna go to another team in another conference and then just still smoke y'all. And that's exactly what he did.
They won in six. They didn't smoke us.
They smoked y'all.
They won in six.
Y'all got lucky like two of those games.
Yeah, they got lucky four of those games.
No, they did not get lucky four of those
games. I can make the same argument. AD, I can throw it right back at you. AD, universe code, my friend.
AD was killing y'all. Anyway, so.
What are you writing now?
I'm just fixing the points. Like, I'm making it bright, bold.
Oh, okay.
Points. But I do think, though, that if they just keep being Derek Lively, that Dallas is going to be very successful.
I think, looking back at my prediction now, I picked Dallas in 7. Right now, I'm thinking Dallas will win in 6. But we'll just see how these... In the next episode, we'll probably be able to see the second round playoffs and how they went out. And probably even the conference finals.
Because, see, if Dallas plays the winner of, like, either Denver or Minnesota...
We both picked Denver to win that
series. We did pick Denver. But if Dallas does win... And we're going off the predictions, like as of like how it's looking currently. Dallas against either one of those teams.
You're gonna pick Dallas against really? That's gonna be a really good matchup either way too.
Because
I don't know, man.
The one thing I'm just worried about though is Luka's defense. That's the only thing.
Luka's not a scrub on defense. he's not like a complete
he's not a scrub. He's not a scrub, but, like...
I get he's not the best defender in the world, but he's not, like, James Harden. He's not, like... He's not any scrub on defense, though.
He's improved. I give him his credit for trying, at least. But, yeah. Like... The way, let's say Ant-Man's been playing, like...
I'll say this. Luka's defense is not going to lose you the game.
Yeah, it's not going to be the reason we lose.
Yeah, no.
But just, like... With someone like how Ant-Man's been balling, that just still kind of scares me though. Like, just of how, in terms of how they've been balling. And then Luka's got to guard him. That kind of, you know, scared me a little bit.
Then again, Denver's one-loss past two games, the series is tied up. So that series could go. That series could go either way, right there.
Yeah,
it's been a good series.
But I can't wait to see how the rest of these playoffs pan out.
Yeah, these playoffs. I mean, the first round's been okay, but I feel like the second round's been really fun.
Who? Okay, so I had fucking New York beating Boston. Oh fuck. Not New York beating Indiana. Fuck, that's what I meant.
Yeah, you did. That series is tied, isn't it?
I'm checking it right now. Yeah.
Yeah, that series is tied 2-2.
But I'm still kind of regretting it though.
Why?
Because
we both had New York beating. We both had New York in five.
But
so we both got the series wrong games wise, at least.
But the thing about that though is that like
New York's not healthy.
That's the fucking scary
thing. OG Anunoby's out. Bogdanovic is out. Julius Randle's out. Jalen Brunson's hobbled.
Mitchell Robinson's
out, yeah. I mean, New York could legit lose their series in six just because of how injured they are.
And that's kind of why I don't like... That's why I don't like my New York pick. Because fucking everyone's getting hurt. Because I'm thinking... See, the thing that pissed me off more than anything whenever I'm making these predictions... Julius Randle was making everyone wait to see what the fuck he was gonna do.
I feel like the Knicks could win without Julius Randle.
In my opinion, I feel like fucking they get their whole team back healthy next year, it's game over.
As far as like winning the finals?
As in like could be like yeah, could be winning the finals unless Boston does like runs it back.
I don't know.
Because think about it. You got Mitchell Robinson, and then on your bench you got Hartenstein. You got Julius Randle, and then I don't know who the other backup is.
I don't know.
And then you got DiVincenzo, and you got Josh Hart, I think, coming off the bench, or whoever, which one. What, I don't know their lineup exactly. Then you got Jalen Brunson, so like...
Looking at, like, we predict these playoffs before they started. We can't predict injuries, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, look, Julius Randle was out. But the thing was, though, was that the report, there was a report saying...
Yeah, but I feel like the Knicks could still win without Julius Randle. I really do.
I don't know. I just need Tyrese Halliburton to do what he did the second half of the season and just start sucking. That's all I need him to do. I mean, I like Tyrese. He's cool. I do like Tyrese, too. Like, I'm a big Tyrese guy. I literally went to go watch him.
Yeah.
But.
He seems like a cool dude.
I mean, I went to go watch him for the intent of what is he going to do against the Pelicans. And then that was literally the game he scored nothing. He scored 0 points and had 3 assists.
He scored 0 points in the game, really? Jeez.
Wonder why? We got the best defender in the league.
Okay.
Herbert Jones.
Get off.
First team all defense, baby.
Get off of
first me. Team all defense, baby.
Okay. Well, whatever.
I mean, what? He was like third place in votes. Third or fourth place in votes for defense player of the year.
Guess who was above him? Bam. Facts. And then Rudy Gobert.
He's a finalist. I would hope so.
So he's a better defender than him, isn't he?
I would Herb fucking Jones. Hope. If I was 7 foot tall.
Wait. You just said Herb Jones was the best defender in the league. But now you're admitting Bam is a better defender than him. So what is your point here?
Motherfucker, give fucking Herb that size of a center.
How tall is Herb?
That's an amazing question.
Look it up, Parker. I'm curious. Bam's 6'10", I think. Either 6'9 or 6'10". He's a little undersized as a center. How tall is Herb? Like 6'8"?
Yeah, 6'8".
Yeah, he's not that much shorter than Bam.
Oh, 6'7".
Okay, same thing.
Six,
how tall is Bam? Look it up real quick. Bam's 6'9". Either 6'9 or 6'10".
6'9".
6'9", okay, yeah. So he's not that much shorter than Bam. He's really not.
Well.
Can you fucking stop coughing? Unnecessary. You're promoting violence on this podcast.
How the fuck am I promoting violence?
You just hit the table.
Don't I promote
just violence? Hit the table.
Didn't we have a whole episode of why I support violence?
I do not support violence. And this podcast does not promote
violence. He's the pacifist, but yeah, we already
The Jesus way, Evan. The Jesus way. You don't know nothing about Jesus, do you?
I do know about Jesus.
You need some Jesus. You need some Jesus in you.
I need Jesus.
The Lord knows.
I need Jesus.
You better pray to God tonight.
I need Jesus.
You better go home and pray to God tonight.
Look who's talking, Mr. I need Jesus. You need more Jesus than me.
Explain to me how I need Jesus more than you do. Go ahead. Make your points.
Bro, literally before this whole episode, this man, we were talking about something, and he was like, oh yeah, I know five people that would call me daddy.
Okay, okay, let's stop with that. We don't need to get into that story. Another point, besides that thing, because that's not relevant.
I don't know what else you do.
Exactly. You don't have any points to me.
But, yes, that is... But I need Jesus, apparently. The Holy Child of God needs Jesus. The Virgin needs Jesus.
Okay, you go out every Saturday night and you drink up at the bars. Is that really a Holy Child of God kind of thing to do?
Do I have sexual intercourse with another person?
How is that any...
With no condom?
I never said
I
don't
I rest my case.
Condoms. I never guilty. Said...
Guilty. You're guilty.
What?
You're guilty. All right.
Okay, we're going to move on. Yeah, we're going to move on. Let's see. MLB talk.
What are we thinking about it? What are you thinking about it?
I think this season... Okay, first of all, I'm going with the team that has upset me so far in the season has been the Houston Astros. God damn have they aggravated me. They're in, I think, last place in their division. Yeah, they're in last place in the division. And it fucking pisses me off. Like, Houston, why are you this bad? I think their problem isn't hitting. Or, no, their problem is hitting. Their problem is not pitching so far. Their problem is hitting. And that pisses me off because they have Jose Altuve, one of the best players in baseball. And they fucking suck this season. I don't understand it.
So, what I personally, I did say last time we were talking about MLB, I would choose.
Oh yeah.
My team.
Oh yeah.
So, are you ready to hear who I'm gonna be a fan of?
I know who it's gonna be. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
This year, 2024, Evan's team that he will support and I will keep up with.
Drum roll.
Los Angeles Dodgers, baby. Yeah, let's go. Let's go. I'm a Dodgers fan. I'm cheering.
Why have you come to that conclusion, may I ask?
I like Shohei Ohtani.
You like Shohei Ohtani. So, would you have become an Angels fan last year?
Huh?
Would you have become an Angels fan last year?
I wouldn't, yeah.
Yeah, you would just follow Shohei?
Like, Shohei's not a bad player. I would have followed the Angels. It was either actually between three teams. I said last episode that it was going to be the Angels, the Dodgers, or the Phillies just to spite Landon. I should have went with the Phillies, but...
Best team in baseball, the Phillies. I mean, if you were with the Phillies bandwagon, you would be happy about your team right now. Best team in baseball.
Right. Oh, shit. But I changed my mind, like, literally when I was thinking about it, to either the Dodgers, the Angels, because I do like Mike Trout, too. That's why I would have stuck with them if Shea would have.
Breaking news, Mike Trout's out the entire season now.
That's kind of
why. He just can't stay healthy, can he? Yes, he has been pissing me off the most out of any player this season, is Mike Trout. He just cannot stay on the baseball field.
He's old, man. He's like, okay.
Okay, this player, Mike Trout, supposed to be this generational player, best hitter of all time. He cannot stay healthy. And his Angels have been in the playoffs once in his entire career. I mean, I'm not going to give him credit for being the best hitter of all time when he can't stay on the baseball field and he has no postseason action.
But here's the thing, though. Baseball's a team sport, Landon. You can't blame him. Look.
If the greatest football quarterback of all time has zero rings, I'm sorry, he's not the greatest.
But it's a team sport.
So is football. So is basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one man came. That you know, you wonder who was the reason they got there. That man, Mike Trout. He was the reason, and Shayo, but he was the only reason they got there. But the rest of the team just fucking sucks. Mike Trout's the only good one. But Mike Trout's also getting old, so leave Mike Trout out of this. But I was gonna choose between either the Dodgers, the Angels, or the Pirates.
Pirates? Dodgers, Angels? You said Phillies.
I said Phillies to spite you, but then I was like, I don't really know anything about the Phillies except for Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper, my bad.
God damn you.
I'm thinking of TikTokers. Fuck.
Jesus
Christ. I don't really follow baseball like that, but I'm going to be committed.
You don't know one of the best players in the game.
Oh, my. I got confused with him by TikToker.
Okay, go ahead.
Or the Pittsburgh Pirates. Because, yeah, Paul Skeens.
Yeah, baby. Pirates are a fun team to root for because they've been a loser for a long time, and now this season they're doing good. And I have family from Pittsburgh, so that's another thing. I've been to Pittsburgh multiple times. It's a beautiful city, and the ballpark up there is beautiful. I'd love to go to a game up there. It's pretty area. Yeah. But Paul Skeens, baby, LSU boy up there in Pittsburgh, he's finally starting.
He finally got called up.
Finally got called up to the majors, and he had a really good game his first game.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, he had like, what, 6 strikeouts?
Seven. I think he had 7 strikeouts. He did really well his first game.
I'm excited for him. I'm excited for him, too. I can't wait to see he's going to stay there. I'm pretty sure he is going to stay there, though. Or either that.
Oh,
or
fuck, I don't know. Or I have no idea.
Yeah, I have no idea. Either that or they're going to send him ass back down.
No, he's doing good. Why don't they send him back down?
Because you know how sports teams be. They, for some reason, they'd be doing stupid ass shit for some reason.
Only your team, Pelicans.
You're fucking right. You're like, for example, we played Jordan Hawkins like 5 minutes of a playoff game, and then out of the whole series, and you know what?
You want to talk about your star player, Brandon Ingram, get traded. When has the star player not gotten traded from the Pelicans? You go back to Chris Paul, Anthony Davis. Not Brandon Ingram going to be
there.
Traded.
But them two didn't want to be there. But, like, Chris Paul, though, will forever be a New Orleans person. He's even said it in interviews. So, you can fuck off on with that one. AD deserved to go. We needed to let AD go. He could have been balling out with Zion. Think about that. He could have been balling out with Zion.
The timelines didn't fit.
Yeah, it did. Literally at the same time, we got the number one pick. AD was like, nope, I still want to be traded to the Lakers. You could have been playing with the generational talent.
AD was so fed up at that point, he just didn't want to be there anymore, I guess.
Bro, Dell Demps could have done a better job at being a GM. Because I'm not going to lie to you. We had one of those teams that could have went to the finals. It's just...
No.
You don't think...
You're beating the KD Warriors, really? Are you... You're seriously sitting here telling me that your Pelicans that year in 2018, they would beat the KD Warriors?
Bro, If the team was healthy...
Get out of here.
If the team was healthy, Landon...
You're beating the Bron Cavs? You're really beating the Bron Cavs?
The Bron Cavs that 2018 year didn't... Bro, Bron was the only person on that team carrying.
Still better than Pelicans.
No, fuck no, it wasn't.
You're beating the Celtics that year. The Celtics were better than Pelicans that year. Celtics. With Amy Tatum and Al Horford and... Who else was on that team? Gordon Hayward, Kyrie. Yeah, Kyrie. Come on, you're not
beating that. Yeah, we're killing that team, yeah. Before you're left... Okay, let me give you the reason, okay? If we were healthy, one, it's like the same situation that the Timberwolves are literally doing right fucking now, okay? We had a prime DeMarcus Cousins.
DeMarcus Cousins wasn't... that good
prime DeMarcus Cousins.
He was good with the Kings in his prime.
He was good with the Pelicans too. Till he fucking tore his Achilles.
You gotta give me the stats on that one, but go ahead.
He literally had a 55-point game with 20 rebounds. And what? That's fucking Shaq numbers. So, like, prime DeMarcus Cousins, prime AD. You had Drew Holiday at the guard. And then you had Nikola Mirotic, who was very fucking solid. Like, if I showed you a picture of Nikola Mirotic, you'd probably remember him. Like, he was very fucking good. But for some reason, he decided to go play in Barcelona. I don't know why.
Barcelona.
Why are you saying Barcelona?
That's how the locals say it.
Why, you been to Barcelona?
No.
The fuck? Okay, Barcelona. Fuck that.
Barcelona.
I'm going to smack you. Anyways. Yeah, he went to go play over there. But we had a very solid fucking team that year. And like, AD even said it himself. And I don't like agreeing with the motherfucker. I hate the motherfucker.
Like, language.
I've been saying fuck for the past, like, 8 sentences.
Tone it down, buddy. Tone it down. Maybe tone it down, like, 8 notches.
Fine. I'll say fuck slower and quieter, okay?
Not as often. Go ahead.
Anyways, so... And I hate agreeing with him. I absolutely do. But he was right. He was like, think about it. No one... That's the center core on Golden State couldn't hold either DeMarcus Cousins or AD.
Yeah, the Warriors didn't have a great front court.
And think about it. Draymond would have had to hold one of them. So the other one would have just killed.
Where the Warriors killed people was in the backcourt with Steph, Clay, and KD.
But you had Drew. I'm guessing you had Drew for Steph. You would have had to make Clay or KD go. Which, I mean, I believe in KD 1,000%.
Who was the Warriors center for those runs? Bogut, right? Yeah, Andrew Bogut.
You had Bogut, Looney. You had...
I think Bogut started on those teams. Kevin Looney came off the bench. Draymond was the 4. KD was the 3. And Stephen Clay, the 1 and 2. The Warriors... I mean, Andrew Bogut was not going to hold DeMarcus Cousins.
In 2018...
Or Anthony Davis.
In 2018, it was Kevin Looney.
Oh, was it Kevin Looney? Okay.
So, with that team, they would have dominated.
Kevin Looney could not hold DeMarcus Cousins. That's or AD. Draymond couldn't hold DeMarcus Cousins or AD as well. And the Warriors killed people in the backcourt with Steph, Clay, and KD.
I mean, you got
Drew. That's where they killed.
I mean, you got Drew for Steph, so...
I'm sorry. Steph's still going to get his.
You got Drew for Steph. I'm not really worried about that. The only way that they would have to... That Steph would get his points, literally picking rolls and then switching.
Okay, Steph can still get 20.
If they're not switching, though, Steph got a beat. Not Steph don't got a beat. But anyways, that's my personal opinion. I believe that we would have won the finals if DeMarcus Cousins didn't rip his fucking Achilles out. That's just me, though.
Delusional much?
I'm delusional, okay. But yet every single year, Heat and 4, baby. We're going to the playoffs literally beginning of the season.
Do you not have hope for your team as well?
I do have hope for my team.
Okay, so start of the season, you're
But I don't put it out into the world until playoff time.
What?
I don't foreshadow events.
Like that was Russell Westbrook meme. What?
Look, let's get on with
it. Okay, this. Yeah, let's talk about baseball. Let's go back to baseball, because that's enough of your stupid rant. The Oakland Athletics are having statistically one of the lowest attendances since, like, the 80s.
Oh, well, yeah, because, like, literally Oakland's get mad because they're losing their baseball team. Think about it. They lost the Warriors. They lost who else did they lose? The Raiders? Mm-hmm. Now they're losing.
They lost hockey a long time ago.
They lost hockey a long time ago.
Now they're losing their baseball team. They're moving to Sacramento. So the Athletics, the lowest attendance in baseball since the 80s. That's crazy.
I mean, if I was Oakland, I'd be pissed too. I'd be mad at the owner. I mean, but then again, I'm not going to lie to you, though.
Their attendance is like 6,000-something a game. That's really low.
But what I will say, though, about that, though, is that
this is also showing, like, the major, like, the MLB commission, hey, if you ever want to do another expansion team with another owner here, Oakland could be a good place for you. Before you're like, Evan, like, why are you saying that? Think about it. With them petitioning, with them, like, going against, like, you know, the owner and shit, think about if they got their baseball team back. They're going to be constantly again. Now, if they suck, though, then, like, I can't really speak for it.
Well, yeah, they'll be excited getting a team back. But I don't see Oakland getting an expansion team.
I don't see them getting it anytime soon.
Yeah.
Like, maybe in, like, 20 years, maybe 25.
MLB is looking to expand the next 5, 10 years, but I don't think Oakland is going to get one of those expansion sites.
I don't think Oakland's going to get it, but it's going to show them. They're going to be put in consideration at least. Because they're going to be looking at it as like, hey, these fans like genuinely do care about baseball.
So that's like saying St. Louis is in the consideration for NFL expansion. Like, I don't think NFL is going to go back to St. Louis.
Well, I don't know.
Or San Diego. Or Oakland.
But I'm not saying, like, they're going to, like, directly go back. It's a possibility. I'm going to say it's a direct possibility. But
I guess anything's a possibility, right? Doesn't mean it's likely.
But, I mean, I understand, though. Like, you also got to put into consideration, like, most of these teams are trying to go to big money markets. Like, for example, everyone can't go to a Vegas. Everyone can't go to California. Everyone can't go to Texas, New York, Florida, maybe. Like, everyone can't hit all those major spots. So you gotta start picking up the spots that, like, people will go to, like a New Orleans. But, you know, we didn't even support the C team we had down here, so, like...
Yeah, New Orleans is not a...
We're not baseball.
We're not baseball, so I don't think New Orleans will support a baseball team like that. I don't think a baseball team will do that well. A major league team.
See, I feel like a major league team will do good because understand this. Is the name just sounds better? It's like better. It's better marketing for them, towards the people because it's like, oh, we're not watching the G leaguers.
No, I get it that they probably do, like, better than the minor league team that was here, the Baby Kings.
But. I do understand, like, why we wouldn't have a baseball team, but I'm just saying, like, if we had a major league team, I feel like they'd support it more than the Baby Kings.
Yeah. I agree with that they'd have more support than the minor league team. But I don't see a league ever coming to New Orleans. I don't think New Orleans will support the team as well as other cities will do.
Well, I'm just saying, like, New Orleans as an example, like, just as in, like, cities that can have big markets, but, like, trying to test out the waters, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, I mean, who knows? Anything's possible. New Orleans got a rugby team, so, like...
New Orleans does have rugby. I've been meaning to go. I want to go to a rugby game. I don't know anything about rugby. I just think it'd be cool to go.
Tickets got to be super cheap, too.
Yeah, they are. We should go one time. Bro. Would you want to go?
I do want to go. Baton Rouge also got a hockey team, too, so...
Yeah, the minor league hockey team. Zydeco. The Zydeco, yeah.
I do want to go see that.
Yeah, we should go one time. It'd be fun.
Yeah, it would absolutely be fun. All right.
Where do we think baseball will expand to? Because they'd probably get two teams to make it even 32.
Vegas needs one. Vegas needs everything, apparently.
See, Athletics are going to Vegas, though.
Huh?
The Athletics are already going to Vegas.
Oh, well. Seattle's got a team, right?
Yeah, Vegas is getting all the sports teams.
Yeah, like...
What do we think about that?
Vegas don't really need everything?
No. They went from zero sports teams to now they have...
Look.
They're gonna be at four, possibly five.
I'm gonna say this. They get an NBA team, I'm gonna be mad. Be very mad.
They are. The Lincolns are Vegas and Seattle. It's the worst kept secret in sports that those two... areas of getting your team.
But you know what that means, though? I'll support it only for one reason, though, and it's very greedy of me, but the Pelicans would be in the East, though, and I support that.
Yeah, they would probably move the Pelicans to the East.
And I'd be happy about that. Very happy. because the East is really fucking easy. But anyways, so I do believe, though, that one, I don't think it's hard, because I'll tell you why. Because in my opinion, I personally believe that they've been looking at Vegas just to see the numbers. Because think about this. What does the NBA do every single year in Vegas? Like,
yeah, the summer leagues in Vegas, yeah.
And I feel like, personally, just to see, like, the ticket sales and all that for summer league, they're looking at it as like, oh shit. But then again, though, they can't really base it off of that, because you think about it, you also got tourists coming in from other states wanting to see these rookies play. Like, for example, I want to go see the Pelicans play in summer league, so I'd want to fly all the way to Vegas, you know, get a room, do all this shit. Just go to Vegas.
Vegas is capitalism at its peak. Yeah. But yeah, all the fans in Vegas, tourists, they fly into Vegas to see their team play most of the time. I mean, Vegas has not a population that other cities do. They have, the money is off tourists in Vegas.
It's not homegrown fandom. Yeah, it's not local. It's like,
that's what, like, pisses me off so much, is you don't see, like, the culture, the type of fandom that you have in other cities, because Vegas is a transplant city. People just fly in, go to the game, and do tour stuff in Vegas, casinos and all that.
But as in, like, baseball, though, I believe they don't really need a baseball team, though. Because going to Vegas, think about it. They got the WNBA team. They got the Raiders. What else they got? They got the Knights. I forgot about the Knights.
Golden Knights, yeah.
I like the Knights, too. What else do they
got? That's the sports team they have there. The Golden Knights, Aces, Raiders. Now, the A's are going to come over there. And I can't see NBA expansion the next 5 years, question mark.
Unless they play in a T-Mobile Arena every single night. Which, that's going to be...
Wait, what?
Unless the... But see, it also kind of... It's kind of hard for the NBA to... put an expansion team in Vegas, too. Because... You got to think about what more Vegas does than any other state around them. What is one sport? Okay, you know, I'm gonna let you guess this. What is one sport that I like? Well, there's two sports.
Well, you like fighting, right? That's what you're saying.
Vegas mostly puts on most of these fights.
Right. Yeah.
So it'd be. I'm not saying it's impossible. But I'm going to say it's very hard for, you know, to put on these events and shit. But then again, though, Vegas does have two stadiums, so I can't really say shit. But anything's possible in Vegas, I guess. Money talks.
Money does talk. That's why these owners are going to Vegas. They just greedy money. All they want is the money that Vegas provides and all the tourism revenue and stuff like that.
Alright, so...
And Vegas has very low taxes, too.
That, too.
That's why they're going to Vegas.
Alright.
Well, where do we think the expansion team's going to go for baseball? Because there's going to be two if they expand.
I have no idea. I'd have to check back on that one.
I'd say probably Nashville and Portland.
Nashville would be a good one.
Nashville, yeah. I feel like Nashville's going to get a team. Nashville has a minor league team right now, the Nashville Sounds. And I feel like they're going to get a major league team.
I feel like that'd be good for them.
Nashville's a pretty big city. I feel like that'd be a good place.
They need something to compensate for the Titans.
Compensate? What do you mean?
Titans aren't been doing that good. Should give them a major league team. Anyways. All right, next topic. Team USA basketball roster reaction. What are we thinking?
Do you feel like anyone got snubbed from the roster? Team USA?
Kyrie. I believe Kyrie got fucking snubbed.
You think so?
Bro, 1,000%.
Pull up the roster on your phone. Go ahead. I don't feel like Kyrie got really snubbed. They just don't want to deal with Kyrie.
See? Oh, it's not even a list. It's just... Okay. Okay, here we go. Well, I can go get a jersey. I keep forgetting to get my Team USA jersey.
Team USA jersey, yeah. USA. USA. We right. are patriots on the podcast. We are America first. Right, Evan?
We are
USA all the way, right?
USA all the way.
That's what I'm talking about.
I would like to see them in... Okay.
Okay, come on, let's go.
I'm trying, man. Okay.
Adeli.
Bam Adebayo.
Yes, sir.
Devin Booker.
All right.
Yes. Steph Curry. Anthony Davis. Kevin Durant. Anthony Edwards. Joel Embiid. Tyrese Halliburton. Drew Holiday. LeBron James. Kawhi Leonard. Jason Tatum.
That's a pretty... That's a great roster right there.
See... Actually, I was about to say they lack in centers, but like, I mean, shit. I mean, having Joel Embiid, Anthony Davis, and Bam Adebayo in there, that's
pretty good.
That's enough. All this just to prove Noah Lyles wrong. Fuck all that. all that just because that all that motherfucker had to say was, "What are the NBA champ? What's world champions at what?" I mean, shit. We gonna prove it this summer, though.
Prove what? What do you mean?
The Team USA is dominant in world in basketball, like we always are.
He didn't say that. He didn't say they were dominant.
Right? I know, but like, it still proves that, like, we're the world champions. Like, us playing in the United States.
Okay, yeah.
So we would have
top talent in the NBA. We're gonna prove that they are the best in the world because we're gonna win the Olympics. Yeah.
So, I believe though Kyrie should take Tyrese Halliburton's spot.
Really?
And
they don't want to deal with Kyrie. They don't want to deal with.
I love Halliburton to death. But here we can both, me and you can both say this about Kyrie. He's calmed down.
In Dallas. Yeah, I guess.
He's especially calmed down. He's chill. He's all this. He's not like he was in, like, Brooklyn.
In Boston.
I mean, I felt like he went as bad as Boston, like, in the beginning. Towards the end, though.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, I personally believe that, like...
He went off the rails in Brooklyn.
Yeah, he went off the rail in Brooklyn. But he got better in Dallas, though, which I will give him credit. Mark Cuban been doing better with him. So...
Mark Cuban's got to sell a team.
Huh?
Did you know that Mark Cuban's gonna sell the Mavericks?
He already sold the team. He got made.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
He sold majority stake, but
he's still a little bit owner.
He's still an owner though. He sits behind the bench and just.
Right. He's always gonna sit behind the bench.
Always, I mean, I would too, but
yeah, if I was an owner, I would sit courtside.
Oh yeah,
you don't have to pay for the tickets. Your own team.
Yeah, like. Fuck, I'm checking my tickets for shit. I own this motherfucker.
Imagine walking in the arena, like, people, like, there's security, you're trying to check your tickets. Like, I'm the fucking owner. What do you mean?
Yeah, like, so, I mean, that's why some people wear badges, I guess. I don't know. But I personally believe...
Speaking of badges, you gotta respect me. I'm a state worker right here.
I'm not respecting that badge.
I work for the state, ladies and gentlemen. Employee of the state right here. You have to respect me.
I'm not respecting that, but...
I could do some shit if you don't respect me.
What?
Send you to Angola.
What are you gonna do? Inspect my car? Oh no. I'm so worried.
Inspect your car.
Inspect my car. Oh no. Make sure I can't get to one place or another. Oh no. But I personally believe though, Kyrie should be it over Halliburton. Because I feel like Drew is there for defensive purposes. So. I like Drew in there. You can keep Drew in there. And I hate to say that. I mean, I don't hate to say it, but, like, that's what I believe.
Yeah. Let me look at the next one.
There you go.
I mean, I worry about Kawhi just because he's very injury prone. You know what I mean? AD as well. And another thing I worry about is chemistry. Like, these guys need to work out in the summer, these next couple months, and really get the chemistry right.
See, my thing
lots about, of scrimmages, lots of practices. They need team bonding.
See, my thing about all that, though, is that most of these people are mostly going to have played with each other because of, like, either former
Team USA national championships or just like...
Not most of them.
Look, LeBron...
LeBron AD.
Kawhi. LeBron, Kawhi...
Who'd Kawhi play with on the list?
He played for Team USA a while back.
Oh, you're talking about past
like,
Team
USA. Like, I'm talking about like...
Okay. I thought you were talking about on NBA roster.
I'm talking about like NBA roster slash Team USA. Past Team USA's.
Yeah.
So... Okay. LeBron, Kawhi, Kevin, AD, Steph.
Steph's never played. This will be the first time Steph played in the Olympics.
Was he on that championship?
No. This will be Steph's first Olympics.
Are we sure about
that? I know for a fact. This will be the first time Steph's playing the Olympics. Dude, I know for a fact they were talking about it. And I was watching, I was like, yeah, Steph's never played in the Olympics. I couldn't believe it at first either.
Named a member of the 2014/16 USA men's national team.
That wasn't in the Olympics.
I mean,
that was in FIBA.
Oh, well,
he's never played in the Olympics before. This is his first team USA Olympics run.
I mean, they're practically the same fucking.
No, they're not. The Olympics means so much more than like FIBA tournament.
Yeah, but we practically dominate the Olympics at damn near every time. Except for...
Well, that's why we're talking about these rosters, because they're a big deal.
Yeah. But I mean, we get stack teams.
Even. I mean...
Stack teams for FIBA.
Even not, though, no. Last year's team was not. These stars care way more about the Olympics than they do playing FIBA. Come on.
Last year, we ain't gonna sleep on last year, I'm not gonna lie.
Well, every year it's like that. These NBA talent don't really care about FIBA. They care way more about the Olympics. And I don't blame them. I care way more about the Olympics. I mean, heck, basketball is really the only sport I watch in the Olympics.
Well, look. They still... You know what? Who was on the... Okay, well, then just to make point of my argument. Who was on... National team from...
From what? 2020?
2014-2016. Just to see if, like...
See what?
Just to, if they have people that, like, he's played with.
Because
I know he's got to have played with people. Okay, so he's played with Kawhi Leonard. LeBron.
Okay, it really doesn't matter. That's so many years ago. You still have to get chemistry, fresh chemistry in there.
Well, yeah.
It doesn't matter if you played 8 years ago with somebody. You got to get chemistry again, right for this tournament.
But then again, though, what I think, they're not even going to be worried about chemistry. Because I think what they're going to do is just worry about mismatches. Let's just say...
No, you have to worry about chemistry. That's one of the main reasons we lost in the FIBA tournament. Sure, we didn't have the best talent. But chemistry, that team did not have much chemistry in the FIBA tournament last year.
But the only reason we didn't do that good was mostly because, one, we kept changing the lineups every single night. Like... At first, okay, as a Pelicans fan, I love Brandon Ingram to death, but, like, he should not have been in the team. But that's only because of, like, how they were using him. How they were using certain players was kind of pissing me off.
So you're blaming the coaches for that one, Steve Kerr?
I'm blaming the coaches on that one.
You're blaming Steve Kerr?
Blaming Steve Kerr, right. There are certain ways you use certain players. Using B.I. as, like, a power forward... I don't like that. Because, like, we don't even have that. We never have him as a power forward. Because, you know, you're playing against bigger guys. So that's why I don't really... Plus, last year, our centers weren't really that good. So that's why I'm not... That's why this year, I'm not really worried about chemistry. Because most of these dudes have played with each other in past Olympics in, like, teams.
See, except, well, I'm saying you need fresh chemistry. You can't just say, oh, we played 4 years ago together. You need that fresh chemistry. You're not going to have that bond that you had 4 years ago.
I'm going to say fresh chemistry for the newer players, like Anthony and Tyrese, like the new guys.
I mean, obviously LeBron and AD have chemistry together.
And Joel.
They can play for the Lakers.
But. And Joel. And Joel.
Too. Joel Embiid. Mm-hmm. What do you think about Joel Embiid choosing to play for the U.S.?
I don't blame him.
You don't blame him?
This man literally knows how iconic Team USA is. And so he was just like, hey, I'm tired of getting my ass beat and playing for France or playing for playing for Africa, I'm gonna go be a part of Team USA
and win that gold, baby.
And win that gold.
Have a gold medal under my name.
You're predicting a gold medal for the U.S.?
I mean, Bron's playing. Bron, KD, Steph is playing. So, I mean...
I'm predicting gold medal for the U.S., of course. You know?
I mean, Jokic is going to try to be on... What is it? Slovenia? Not Slovenia.
Serbia.
Serbia. He'll be on Serbia. And he's going to be like, what the fuck? Whenever he's got to deal with fucking LeBron throwing an alley-oop to AD.
Or damn, and Nikola Jokic from the Heat. He's on that Serbian.
The one team that I'm legit worried about is Slovenia.
Why?
Because Luka kills every year.
Yeah, but Luka, who else is on that team? Like,
no
other NBA talent.
If you watch the Slovenian national team, they can dominate with or without Luka.
Because they have chemistry. These other countries' teams have been playing together for years, like the same players consistently. Whereas the USA puts a new roster out every year. So they don't have the team-built chemistry that's been building from years. Do you get my point?
Yeah, I get your point. But...
I mean, that's one of these reasons why Team USA got beat last year in FIBA and why these countries are bigger threats than they used to be. It's because they've been playing years and years with the same talent together, building chemistry. Chemistry is really important in basketball.
But I do believe, though, what I think they're going to try to do is just look at mismatches. And they just play off of that. Like, let's say they can't hold... Because that's what they did last year for the Lithuania game. What Lithuania did, they just looked at Austin Reeves, and they were just licking their lips, just... Like, that's fresh meat right there. I'm gonna kill him. And that's exactly what they did. They killed him. So, that's why I think they're just going to play mismatches. But then again, though, that whole team can score. We all know that. So, it don't really matter. That's why I'm not really worried about chemistry, because then at the same time, though, if I'm LeBron, okay, I know I don't need to average like 20 points in the league or in the Olympics.
It's harder to score in the Olympics.
It is harder to score.
Like, wasn't Lucas saying that? Like, it's much harder to score in international basketball.
Yeah, but then again, though. Luka grew up playing different basketball.
He did.
Which, you know, they got, and they don't have in the lane violations.
They play harder defense.
They play harder defense, and they got faster shot clocks. They got 20 second shot clocks instead of 24.
See, here's my thing with that, though. This notion that European league plays harder defense, I think the defense is equivalent to playoff defense in the NBA. I think it's about the same level of defense as NBA playoff defense. And why is that? Because the European leagues do not have the playoffs. So the regular season is the playoffs to them.
But see, that's actually a disadvantage to them, in my opinion. Because with that, like, 20-second shot clock, though, what are they doing most of the time? They're getting the rebound and they're trying to go, you know, transition basketball. But instead of... Like, for example, what I think we do pretty good in the U.S., though, is, like, half-court sets. You know, we make it plays, you know, coming down the court. Okay, you get over there, you know.
Well, you're saying they have a 20-second shot clock? 20-second, 24-second, I mean, it's not a huge difference.
I mean, it's still, like, as soon as you get the rebound.
You
like,
have 4 extra seconds, I mean.
But then you got to think at the time that you got to either run or you're jogging. Either running or you're slowly walking the ball down. But that'd be dumb of you to walk the ball down, because think about it. From 20 seconds, you're going down 18, 17, 16, 15, 14. We're going to say you get to half court at 14. So that means you just have 14 seconds to do something. Whereas in 24, that 4 extra seconds could be 4 more seconds, so whatever. It just really depends on how you're looking at it. But what I'm saying, though, is I think the U.S. does good as in, like, set plays up. Like, we can go across half court, make a half court set play and set that up.
You should look at these European coaches, the type of plays they set up.
There's
some great talent European coaches.
I know that there is, but at the same time, though, I'm thinking like they're more used to just transition basketball. I mean, nothing's wrong with that, because I mean that's just how they play over there. Like, that's just how you. But they just got to be quick about it, though. That's the thing, and that's what I feel like. Team USA is just going to be dominant because they're slowing down the game. It's just a pace thing. You just really got to know, like, either how fast you're playing or how slow you're playing. You just got to know the pace. That's what I personally believe.
So you think that Kyrie's the only one that got snubbed off the team?
I personally believe, yeah.
You think Kyrie should be in there over Tyrese? That's your point. I feel like it's a complete roster myself.
I think
they just got the chemistry. They just need chemistry with them.
I do understand why they have Tyrese in there.
Yeah.
It's mostly for scoring. Passing wise.
Yeah, passing and scoring.
But at the same time, though, like, come on, Kyrie's been in there. Kyrie's been to multiple Olympics. He's been, you know, he's been cooking. Let Kyrie play. Let Kyrie ball. That's what I personally think.
Well, to wrap it up, USA, 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 USA.
All right. So, let's talk about this one. Okay. In our little topic sheet, we got, he put, my biggest pet peeve, people walking in the sidewalk on their phone. Would you care to explain?
I can do a rant on this. Okay. I have had no less than 10 people. Okay, probably more than that. Probably like once a week this happens. Or I'm walking across campus, you know, minding my own business, you know, with a little backpack, just like taking a stroll, walking somewhere.
Oh, this is you walking. This is not you driving.
No, yeah, I mean walking, okay? I'll be walking along campus, okay, somewhere. And then I'll see someone, you know, that's on the opposite side of me, going the opposite direction of me. And I see him walking towards me, and they're on their phone. They're really, I don't know what they're doing on their phone. I don't care either, but they're on their phone, not paying attention to where they're walking. And they're literally walk straight into me. I'm like, I'm not moving, first of all. I'm taking the high ground. I'm not moving, okay? You gotta fucking move. So I'll like legit walk straight into them and watch them on their phone just walk straight into me. Like, fucker, what are you doing?
So
pay attention.
Look at my fingers real quick. So this is what happens, and then he just kind of does that?
Yeah, they literally walk straight into me because they're on their phone. And I'm on the right side of the sidewalk because everyone knows they walk on the right side of the sidewalk, just like you're driving. I mean,
that's just a common rule. Like, if you're going
common curse, yeah, walk on the right side of the sidewalk, okay? Whereas those other people, they're walking on the left side of the sidewalk.
Because they're going away from something. Yeah, that's
true. Yeah.
I understand that. I'd be pissed about that, too. Like, because, like, I sometimes kind of do that, but the thing about me, though, is I'll look up to see, like, what I got going on in front of me. Because, like, I'll be doing that at school, too. But at the same time, I'll be, like, doing this. And just.
Yeah, I'm not saying never my phone walking, because I am, you know. I mean,
but like, fucking pay attention. Like, gosh, damn,
don't. Exactly. Don't be like watching your movie on your phone, not paying attention to the outside world around you.
Like, you can hear the movie at least. You can understand what the fuck's going on for a little bit before, like, you get on your bus or in your car or something like that. Or, because if you got like 5 blocks to go to and you're trying to watch a movie, then what the fuck is wrong with you just trying to watch a movie?
I mean, fucking pay attention. This pisses me off so much. And you know something else that makes me mad, okay? People take up the whole sidewalk. There'll, like, be 4 people across the sidewalk. I'm trying to walk by them. Like,
and
can
they
you?
And they won't move?
No, they won't move, okay? They'll expect me to walk around the sidewalk on the grass. Like, why am I supposed to do that? Why don't you, like, move to, like, take up half the sidewalk? Why are you literally 4 people take up the whole sidewalk?
That pisses me off too, I'm not gonna lie.
Have you experienced that walking around?
That pissed me off, because there'll be like 2 people, and they'll be like in the middle of the, like, literally take up the whole sidewalk. One people will cover one side, okay? And they will walk, and I'll be right here. And I'm just like, bruh, just scoot it. But some people will actually do, like, try to get behind one another and then go back to doing that.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
And
I'm A-okay with those people.
But the people, the motherfuckers that don't fucking move, that's a problem to me.
And I'm committed now. I'm not going to move around the sidewalk, okay? I'm going to run straight into your ass. Because you're inconveniencing me. I have no reason to not be on the sidewalk.
See, now I'm going to find out what the fuck my pet peeves are. Figure out what the fuck I don't like. So that way we can talk about it on another episode. Fucking.
You don't have things that just irk you?
I do.
You don't know them off the top of your head?
I don't know them off the top of my head. Because how I'm just a chill guy most of the time. But if it start to annoy me, you can just tell it's literally cooking my blood.
Like, it's slowly cooking my blood. That's all it's doing.
Well, I'm a chill guy, too. I mean, I'm cool, you know? That's not like those uncool thing to say.
That was uncool. I'm not gonna lie. But it's just literally cooking my blood, like, depending on, like, if you do something dumb. That's just me, though. Like, it depends on, like, what it is. Like, I can already tell you mine, but then again, some people are going to say, I have road rage. Motherfucker, if you're going 45 miles an hour on this road, okay, and you're going 35, bro, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, bro, it's 45, not 35. Go, please, stop driving. There's no reason to be driving safe. Like, that's safe.
I do not have road rage. And Evan can attest to me. He's riding in the car with me a bunch of times.
Lana damn near killed me like 80% of those times.
So. Dude, I am a good driver. Tell the listeners how good of a driver I am.
Bro, this man, I'm literally, bro, this man will give nobody space.
And what?
Like, I'm talking about as in, like, a car's in front of you, you will be on their fucking ass. And I'd be wondering sometimes how the fuck you brake fast enough to where you don't hit the back end of them. Like, that is my thing. Like, you don't give them, like, no little bit of space or whatever. It's just...
So, yeah. You stay, like, 30 feet behind them?
I don't stay 30 feet behind them, but I give them at least space where I can see their fucking bumper, though.
I do not tailgate people. Come on.
You are a lie. You are a lie.
Come on.
Come on, Landon.
Come on, dog.
Bro.
You gotta give me credit here. I'm like a really good driver.
Bro, literally, coming from La Paz, we're going to a Saints game. Was it a Saints game where we went to that La Paz? I think it was a Saints game. It was that Rams game. The Saints versus Rams. It was Chris Olave's rookie year. Now I remember. We're coming out of the La Paz. And we're getting on the merge to the, you know, the...
Interstate.
The fucking... Well, it's called something else. Spillway, Causeway, something like that.
Spillway.
Yeah, Spillway. We're getting ready to merge on the Spillway. This man is literally behind this car.
What the heck? How do you remember that? That's so random.
Because, dog, I'm remembering just me holding on to the thing and you just being like, Evan, I'm not going to kill you. And I'm just like, hey, bro. Because sometimes you brake fucking hard.
Okay, I am maybe a little bit too aggressive with the brakes sometimes. Yeah, I'll say that.
And like, because like, dog, there are so many moments, even like whenever we ride to school, where I'd have a thing and I'm just like, bro, don't kill me, please. And you just be, and I'm just like, am I dead yet? What the fuck?
Bro.
Like, that's the only thing that scared me about you. I mean, I believe that you know what you're doing, but like, I swear, if someone brake checks you, oh, it's game over for you.
Duh. I'll give you a review of your driving then, okay? I feel like you're like a super cautious driver. You don't want to make any mistakes. You don't want to do anything wrong. You're like a super cautious driver.
I mean, that's not...
I feel like you drive slow.
Well, the thing with me, though, was that whenever y'all were first riding with me, because like it was my first time driving to New Orleans, That was my very first time, like, driving.
Yeah, I feel like you don't know what you're doing on the road. Like, you can't really navigate.
I mean, now I know what I'm doing in New Orleans. But, like, my friend, I'm not going to lie to you. The thing about my driving, me and my friend Jada went to the game. What was it?
You went to the Pelicans game when they lost in four. They got swept game four.
Oh, yeah.
You went to the game they got set for.
I love how you had to mention that, but anyways.
Oh, I forgot to bring my broom. Dang it.
I fucking hate you, but anyways. Yeah, she was telling me how I need to be more aggressive whenever I was in New Orleans, because she was like, yeah, you need to be more aggressive, and I'm just like, I'm trying to wait for an open space. Like,
I mean, you're like a very passive driver. And that's funny because you make fun of me for being a passive like person I want to fight. You're a very passive driver. You're gonna let people bitch you around.
No. Mm-mm. Fuck
driving.
No.
Yeah, you will.
No. It's very hard because I drive a truck. So.
You drive a Bronco.
It's a truck.
No, it's not.
It's a truck.
It's an SUV.
It is a truck. Anyway.
It's not a truck. Oh my God.
It's a truck.
Oh my God, Evan. That's not a truck.
We're gonna Google this right now.
The Bronco that you have, yeah, they have Bronco trucks, but the Bronco you drive is an SUV. You just looked it up, ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck you, anyways.
And I'm right.
I drive an SUV.
That's another point for me in the system.
Well, too bad. Mark it down. Oh, wait, you can't. Anyways, so... I do drive an SUV, okay? We're gonna... Now that I had paid it... I drive an SUV, so, you know, it's a lot bigger, and it's harder for me to, like, you know, navigate, like, New Orleans traffic, because if you ever go down to New Orleans, don't. Just don't.
Yes, New Orleans is a great city. Go.
It's a great city.
It's an amazing city. Full of history, full of good times.
If you want to get robbed or piss on the street, go to New Orleans.
No, hold up. Okay, you're not going to get robbed when you step foot into the city, okay?
Not directly.
You gotta know what you're doing. You gotta be cautious, just like anywhere you go. Wrong neighborhood in a bad mood, you're gonna get, like, don't. I encourage a place you should not go in bad moods. Like,
well, yeah, that's.
It's not like.
But, like, if you go to, like, the French Quarter or something, you probably gonna get robbed.
Nah, bro. I've been to the French Quarter a lot of times. You're not gonna get robbed if you step foot into the French Quarter.
But. I gotta find out my pet peeves. That's the end of that conversation.
That was a long-winded thing to say. I don't know my pet peeves.
You know what? That's my pet peeve. Lane is driving.
Bro, okay. Well, my pet peeve, you're a nervous driver. I feel like if you drive in a big city, you're, like, so nervous.
But anybody's gonna be nervous whenever.
I'm not nervous in a big city driving.
Well, not anymore because you've been there so many times, though. You can tell me at first you were not nervous. You weren't nervous of driving into New Orleans.
Maybe the first time.
Yeah. That was my first time.
You were nervous. I've heard to you New Orleans more than one time. I think I've ridden in your car more than one time.
Yeah, I haven't driven to New Orleans. I've driven though, like to Hammond and shit, but I haven't driven to New Orleans though. Cause think about it. The time before that, we literally went to, like,
I went with you to the Pelicans practice thing.
Yeah, that was my first time going to New Orleans, like, driving there, yeah.
I think you drove another time when we went to a Pelicans game.
Like, later on, yeah. Wait.
You're an overly...
I drove to the Sacramento game.
Yeah.
But then again, though, I felt like I did better that time, though.
No, you're still I feel like you're still an overly cautious driver.
I mean, I don't want to get hit. I don't want nobody to hit me anymore. And I don't want to hit nobody. So, like, there you go. But, like, see, like, driving around here, I'm not really worried about it. I'm not nervous of driving around here. New Orleans, I'm not nervous about driving around there. But then again, though, I don't know everything about New Orleans. Like, every single turn and shit. That's the worry part, though. Like, if it's like, hey, you want to go to a Pelicans game with me and you drive? I'm like, okay, sure, let's go. I can take you to the arena and back, of course. But they're like, hey, let's go to Tito's Taco Shop on, like, Veterans Avenue.
So, when you go to New Orleans, you just go to the game and back? Like, you're saying you haven't really driven around the city before?
I mean, I've driven around, but I haven't gone to, like, because, like, you know, New Orleans is pretty dangerous, you know. I drive a 2024 SUV, and, you know, I'm not trying to get car robbed or carjacked. So, like...
You drive an SUV? You're intimidating it?
You shut the fuck up about that? Okay, let's move on, because...
Evan's getting mad at me.
Yeah, that's my pet peeve right... He's my pet peeve right there. Just him existing.
Let's move on. Your turtles are racist, everybody. Do-do-do-do!
We're doing dumb shit.
And today's doing dumb shit is that turtles are doing dumb shit. They are racist. I do not condone racism, unlike my friend over here who is racist as shit.
How am I racist?
But, I do not condone racism. Let's watch this turtle video and just see how racist they are.
Landon likes turtles, so therefore, yeah.
I do like turtles. Do you like turtles?
I used to like turtles until I found out they were racist.
Until I found out they were racist piece of shit. Now I hate them, right?
Exactly, yeah. We hate the turtles.
That's just very hot.
Turtles deserve to die. I'm just kidding.
Hold on, let me turn this down.
Everyone has fair play in the circle of life. And, like, see.
Look at this turtle! They hate the brown shoes! They hate the brown shoes!
Like, literally, they look at
They're all fine the white with the shoes. White shoes.
And they just see the black.
Okay, what? You know? What's good? What's good? What's good? Hold up, hold up. Oh, black! Fight! Oh, wait, white's cool, white's cool. Oh, white's cool. Black, black, attack, attack.
Then it's just a bad thing. Like, now, is it like a known experiment with all turtles? Because I feel like it's just the same turtle doing that shit. So like that person could have trained him to be racist.
I do not care. Turtles are racist confirmed. This one sucks. The shoe sucks. It's black. Oh, the white tape's fine. White tape's fine. You see brown, black. Brown, attack the brown people. Oh, black. Oh, oh, oh.
Like which one does he hate more? He hates black.
Of course he hates the black one. This is a maze. The white's fine. We're pro whites. Pro white. How you doing? You know,
just see the black shoe.
Okay, lining up right to the.
Blind there we go. All the whites and all then up. Literally just about to hit the black. Bam! Die, black, die.
Oh, the white shoes are okay. The white shoes are okay. Oh, black shoe. Attack, attack.
Like, when I first saw that video, I just seen the very first clip of how the dude just takes off the duct tape on the shoe.
Yeah.
It's like, this shit's just making turtles look bad. Just.
Is that taking off the black shoes?
The bottom of the white
shoe. The bottom.
The bottom
of the white shoe. Oh, whatever. It's good. White shoe.
Black socks.
That's funny. Come on.
Turtles are racist at that point.
Racism confirmed. Turtles are racist.
Turtles are mega racist. Alright.
Do you own a pet turtle?
My aunt owns like some big ass tortoises though.
So you need to tell your aunt, they're racist.
Next time I go to New Orleans, I'm gonna stop by her house and I'm gonna just have some black shoes on. I'm gonna have put on my white sock. Just put my white sock right here and just my black shoe right here. And just let them go ham.
I'm gonna go so far as to say all turtles need to be killed. I cannot condone racism, therefore, extinct.
Oh, I need to go extinct. Okay, so.
You're gonna let these racist pieces of shit live on this earth, really?
They're turtles. What are they gonna do?
Attack the black people. That's what I don't want. I do not want these turtles being racist out here in the streets.
They're turtles, though.
You're a turtle.
How am I a turtle?
I don't know. I just said that.
But, yeah, turtles aren't gonna really do anything. I'm not really worried about a turtle.
I do not condone racism on this podcast. I don't condone
racism either, but I'm not really worried about a turtle. So, alright. Let's get into the next topic. Are we doing the diet or taking care of your eating? Or we doing UFC segment? Because it is 12:52.
Go ahead with your UFC segment. All right. That won't take long, and then we can go back.
Alright, so I'm going to knock out these two events, these two UFC events, because Landon, he was about to go on a trip. And so, I'm going to knock out all these amazing UFC trips for, Shut the fuck up.
Talk! Make your point, go ahead. Go ahead. Where's the fact, Seven? I'm about to pour this one.
Alright, so for UFC 302, I got Islam Makhachev beating Dustin Poirier, my favorite fighter. I got Sean Strickland beating Paulo Costa.
Sugar.
I got Kevin Holland beating that Michael dude. And then for UFC 301 or 303, I bet 303, I got Mystic Matt Conor McGregor beating Michael Chandler.
Oh my gosh, come on.
And then I got Jamal Hill beating Cahill Roundtree. That's all I got.
Oh my god, geez, are you fucking finally over?
Are you, no, are you, you done? Know, you know, just for that, I'm not done yet. So then I got Robert Whittaker beating Kazma Chimaev. I got Kevin Gastelum beating Daniel Rodriguez. And then, yeah, that's all I got. That's all I got. And I got Corey Sandhagen beating Umar Nurmagomedov.
Oh, we're done?
Yes, we're done. We're done. Okay. All right. So do you want to end it there, or do you want to do your taking care of your diet or body?
Oh, you just don't care about your health, do you?
Layden, I'm 164 pounds. My metabolism sucks to where I can't practically gain any weight. So, like, I just eat whatever I want and not gain a single pound. That's just how my body works. I don't know about other people's bodies. They need to take care of their bodies. You know, like, a body's like a temple, but...
So your body's not important, apparently?
My body's not a temple.
Don't you take care of
my body? My body's about to be like a rusted old house. Just...
This man's an alcoholic over here.
Leave me alone.
Bro, no, I looked it up. You drink the amount of drinks in a week to be considered a functioning alcoholic.
I told you that. I fucking told you that.
Exactly.
Yeah, so...
This man over does not care about his health over here.
I mean, my liver's fine. Just...
Well, we gotta check that.
My liver's fine, but
we gotta inspect your liver. I don't know about that, dog.
My liver is fine, but I need to go take a shit. So, do you want to?
That's part of taking care of your health. You gotta your bodily functions.
Yeah, and I need to go. So, like, do you want to talk about your?
Let's talk about this. How bad do you have to shit? Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10. Is it like a 1 or is it a 10?
It starts to get to a 7.
7, okay. That can wait then. Dude, taking care of your health is very important. Yeah. Not just diet standpoint, but also other standpoints. You gotta live a healthy lifestyle. I think when you're a kid, it's not as important because kids have metabolism. They can eat whatever they want and be fine. But especially when you get into your 20s, like, you need to start taking care of your health. Because you really need to think long-term about your health to be able to be fine as a 60-year-old and still be, like, enjoying your life.
I'm going to be a baller-ass 60-year-old.
Well, in order to do that, you need to take care of your health in your 20s to achieve that long-term goal of being healthy in your 60s. Because I'm not going to lie, I don't want to look like my dad in my 60s. I mean, I'm just saying, like, his picture of health is not what I, like, want to be.
But I'm not gonna lie to you though, I actually do like a lot of cardio. So I do think that's just helping my metabolism just stay on its course. Mm-hmm. So I don't look the way I do as if I did currently. So I think just like, you know, all that running and stuff just helps it just stop me from gaining weight.
I mean, and that's great. I mean, pay attention to your diet. I'm not saying you have to be a health freak. I'm not saying you have to be vegan or anything, but don't, like, eat McDonald's for every meal.
Oh, yeah, not
like, every don't do that. And I don't care if you're like, oh, but I work out super hard. Good, but you still shouldn't be eating fast food every meal.
I don't know. You shouldn't be
eating greasy food every meal. It's not good for
you. I don't know. I feel like it just depends on the person's body. Because you got to think. Look at Chad Ochocinco. That man worked hard in the gym, but he was eating McDonald's every single day.
Okay, when he's in his 60s, he's not going to be the picture of health.
Well,
because he's not taking...
But, I mean, like I said, that just depends on the person's body, though. He was playing NFL football, so, like...
Okay, well, that's not the average person. The average football isn't going to be the... average person isn't going to have the workout regimen that Chad Ochocinco does. Yeah. I'm talking the average person here. You know?
So, I mean, you just really have to...
You do. You have to pay attention to your diet. You have to, I mean, be consistent with the workout. You don't have to go every day to the gym. You don't have to go even once a week is okay, as long as you're consistent with that. And your physical activity every day is up. You're walking a lot. Walking is a very underrated exercise that more people need to do.
It is very underrated. Like, just me running, like, whenever I'm playing basketball or something, it's already giving me my exercise that, like, I would if I did, like, a little jog or something on the treadmill. So, like, that's why I'm literally the way I am right now. So.
And also, along with that, mental health is also important. We covered that.
We already have a whole episode for that.
Yeah, so. We covered that in previous episode. But I just want to reiterate that mental health is very important. You got to take care of that.
Absolutely take care of that.
You can be physically healthy, but what does it matter if you're not mentally
We might have another mental health episode in the future. Just to make sure.
You got to get your mental health
too. In the future, though. But as of right now, we still got to plan all of our next episodes and stuff, so.
We do. And we're going to come out to you with that IQ test maybe next episode. Because we really got to see
that.
Do you
even know when the next episode... Isn't the next episode going to be like in what, next 2 weeks?
Yeah, it might be 2 weeks from now.
Lana's going on a trip. I ain't going to tell you where, though. So if you see Lana out in public, sit flip them off for me.
Hold up. No, okay. I'll be going on a tour, everybody. Come see me at my tour dates. I'll be in Boston, I'll be New York City, I'll be Washington, D.C.
He'll be all over the place.
Come visit me on my tour, everyone. If you see me out on the streets, say hello.
He's advertising for the Extra Spicy Pod, so.
If you hear this voice, you know it's me. Lady, you probably don't know my face, but you'll know this voice.
We need to get you a t-shirt.
A t-shirt? Extra Spicy t-shirt?
The Extra Spicy Pod. Like, literally just our logo in front. Black t-shirt.
Bro. We do.
Just put our t-shirts on the thingy.
That's amazing.
And every time I go out, literally just the Extra Spicy Pod.
We need to start selling merch. Yes, sir.
We need brand deals to go up. We need to sell merch. We need everything.
Yes, we're gonna make this a mogul. We're gonna be millionaires by
the end. And we can ship internationally too. So our viewers in Russia, Belgium, Germany, wherever, yes. Get y'all's merch.
It may be a bit more expensive, though, because if shipping internationally, you will have to pay the international shipping fee, okay? Yes. We're not going to pay to ship internationally. You're going to pay the fee.
We're too broke.
But we're too broke for that.
We go to college, or as they say over there, we go to university. So we will need y'all to pay the fee.
I go to university, as do you, right? Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Your finals just wrapped up, right?
My finals are done.
Yeah, mine too. Yeah, congrats! Yeah, let's
count that. Yeah, we got another semester!
Another semester down. So yeah, close to real life. I still don't feel like an adult. Even though I'm in college, I mean, it's like, there's levels to life. You know, you have elementary, you know, you're definitely a kid there. And you have high school. You know, you have different levels of responsibility, but you're still not an adult there. College, you have more responsibility, but I feel like I'm still not an adult. I'm not in the working life. I don't have a career. Working at your restaurant, that's not a career.
It's not a career, no.
There's a difference between work and career.
Because, like, my boss was looking at me. He was like, Evan, I need you to take this job more seriously. And, like... If you are watching this, if my boss is watching this right now,
your boss is not watching this.
I'm a hard worker. I put on his little billboard thing. Watch my podcast. So like, but if he is somehow ever listening to this, I don't know how. I do work hard. I'm a good worker, but will I put all my time, money, and effort into it? No. Just no.
Yeah.
Because. Yeah. I'm here to make money, do my job, and go home.
This isn't your career. It's just a job. There's a difference.
It's just something I'm getting money from.
Like me working at this place over the summer, that's not my career. A career is something I'm going to college for, getting my degree, getting knowledge to be able to do. And yeah, the career's going to make more money too. Career's going to make more money.
Getting the paper.
And whatever you want to spend your money on is up to you. But, I mean, everyone wants to have more money.
Everyone wants to go on vacations and shit. That's kind of why people just work. We either, like, save our money and or just choose whatever we want to do with it. Put some of it to... If you have loans, put some of it towards loans. If you want to go on vacations, put it towards vacation. Do something with it.
Yep. And definitely don't spend all your money. Definitely save money. Because you have to have financial smarts.
I got a spending problem. So that's
you got a spending problem.
That's why I give my money to my dad. Because that way I know I can't touch it. I give like most of my money to my dad. Because I know if I touch it, if I have my greasy little hands on it, it's going to be spent somewhere.
Do you have a savings account? Why don't you just put that money in a savings
account? I had a savings account, but I kept putting... See, when I have easy access from it on my iPhone, I could put it from the savings account to...
See, you just can't have it linked to your iPhone.
I can't look at it.
You need to go to a different bank. That's what I do. I have a checking account at one bank, and then I have a different bank for a savings account. So you can't easily transfer money back and forth. That's what you need to do.
And that's what I'm thinking. That's what I might do. Or just keep giving it to my dad. Let him just save it somewhere.
Or like when you're like independent, like on your own, you know, have your own house and everything, like you don't want to give your money to your dad.
Well, yeah, but what this is kind of doing right now is just saving a bunch of money. Mm-hmm. So by the time that I do get all this money saved up or whatever, and I get it, I'm not pretty sure I'm not going to spend it all in one go.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be able
hopefully.
To get, hopefully. But I'm going to get to a point where, like...
This man's going to go shopping at, like, Gucci and Louis Vuitton.
I don't care about all that. So, I'm not like that. But I'm going to have enough money where I can have it saved and then, like, you know, do all that shit.
That's what I was kind of saying. Like, I still am feeling adult. Both of us kind of still rely on our parents in some ways. You know what I mean? We're not fully independent, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not, like, 100% adult yet because I'm not 100%, like, independent on my own. Have my own house. Have my own, you know. I'm not financially independent 100%. You know what I mean?
But, I don't know. That's, I mean, we're just going through, like, basic stages of life right now, so.
Yeah.
But.
Next step in life, get you your own house, get you, like, little babies.
Get you some baby Landons or baby Evans, get you something, I don't care. Y'all live y'all's lives, y'all do what y'all need to do.
Landon Jr., Landon number 2 Jr., Landon number 3 Jr., Landon number 4 Jr. My wife's gonna have 100 kids, all 100 Landon Jr.
That'd be scary, that'd be scary.
Scary, what do you mean? I'm gonna repopulate this earth. Like Adam and Eve, well, like Landon and Eve.
But, good. You ready to wrap this podcast up?
Yeah, you always want to go. But I know you got to do your bodily movements, so.
Well, I thought you had something to do at a certain
time. At 1:30, yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Fine.
You're right.
Yeah, you're right. I know your schedule better than you. Get me out of here. Get me out of here, coach. Yeah, I can't.
Get me out, coach. I can't deal with this anymore.
Nah, I already cooked for most of this episode. I've cooked at this most of this episode.
I want listeners to email me back. Who is your favorite host? Landon or Evan?
Put the email. Give them an email.
Okay, email. I'm going to put it in the description of this podcast episode. Or the description of the podcast.
We should make a fan email account. Just like, make it call like the extraspicypod@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea, actually, yeah.
Because like, I've been thinking about like making different, like Facebook.
We're not big enough for that yet.
It's still making marketing moves though. We gotta wait till we move to camera for that though. So we gotta.
We are looking to that soon.
Because it is starting to get that time though.
Starting to get that time, baby.
And when we get that camera.
Didn't we see episode 10? I feel like we said that before. Like episode 10 is a good place.
What is it, episode 7? Episode 8?
It's episode 8, baby.
Oh, well, shit, yeah, we gotta start looking for a camera soon. Because we gotta catch up with everybody. We gotta catch up with the meta. So, we gotta get a camera and just start catching up with everybody. But,
I feel like later on, we're gonna start having some guests on. Because so far, we haven't had any guests on.
We will have guests on. That's what I've been saying from the very beginning. Once we do get a camera, we will have guests on. I will make sure we get a guest on. Yeah. I got multiple guests lined up already. I got my friend that wants to talk about baseball. I'm not a baseball guy, as Lena knows. But I'm going to keep up with it. I got my friend. My friend. And then I got other friends. And then, yeah, that's just how it works. So, but I hope all of y'all enjoyed this episode today. And I hope everyone has a great day today. Except for Lena. Fuck Lena. Anyways.
Bro, stop with your slander, bro.
Fine, okay. I hope Elaine has a good day too. But
have a great day, everyone. Especially our viewer in Belgium. He is the GOAT.
What about our viewer
Oh. He's the OG. Yeah, remember? He's like the OG. Yeah. You know, our reviews are great, but he's like, you know.
Yeah, he's the main one. He listened to what, our very first episode?
I think so, yeah.
Hey, man.
Hopefully you're listening to this episode too and you're hearing us talk about you, how great you were.
I'm gonna give him a special shout out in the next episode, but yeah. Alright, peace out, Girl Scouts.
Hold up, one more thing. I'm gonna put the email in the description of this podcast, so email us with anything. If I see emails, I'm gonna let Evan know.
Are you gonna make it?
What?
The email.
I'm gonna make one soon, but right now I'm just gonna put my personal email in there. But I'm for sure gonna make an email in the next couple weeks.
Probably just make the other email first. Okay. That way you don't get random ass messages from our Switzerland people being like, and you just look at your email, you're just like, what the fuck is this shit?
Oh, I don't care.
So just make another
yeah. Email us and let us know who is your favorite host.
Look, if y'all don't say me, I'm coming after y'all. But that's just me though.
Okay, well, everyone, buenas tardes and adios.